We are in the woods. Time seems elastic here. The journey looks simple on the map, but a fog has descended and we are unable to see what lies beyond the ditches either side of the path. It is almost completely silent, except for the crunch of our footsteps on the frosty floor. It feels like there are buildings out there somewhere in the dark, but no lights penetrate the thick blanket that covers us. We are lost. We left the warmth of the public house moments ago, but it disappeared behind us into the fog. Perhaps we've had too much to drink, but as a signpost marked graveyard emerged from the murk, we followed it laughing. Now we are on an endless path through ornate archways of leaves bordered on both sides by hedges. Beyond the hedges, the moonlight reveals incredible gardens of exotic plants, perfectly arranged in symmetrical patterns. Where are we? The damp January air is settling in my lungs. In the distance, I can hear rushing water. We are in a mill on the banks of a river. It rises out of the woods, tall and thin, and teetering on the edge of the weir as though on tiptoes. Inside is a maze of spiral staircases and thin tunnel-like corridors, barely wide enough to walk through. Water thunders over the weir, creating a permanent hissing tinnitus, even when the windows are shut. At night, the building groans and creaks. Cracking noises punctuate the rushing water like gunshots. Further downstream, where the water from the weir calms, there's a pebbled beach speckled with endless nuggets of glass from Long Gone Factory, now worn smooth and sparkling in the night like jewels. A heron sleeps on the opposite bank. We are on a ship. The moon shines through the cabin window and I can hear the sound of water. The boat moves back and forth with the waves and it's difficult to steady myself. I woke in my bunk an hour or so ago, terrified, soaking wet from head to toe, and I've fallen overboard. After wrestling my clothes to the floor, I left my cabin in search of warm water and a towel. Creeping along the corridor in the moonlight, I could hear the boat moan against the rush of the sea and the sound of snoring from behind locked cabin doors. As I reached the bathroom at the end of the corridor and closed the door, I swear I could hear voices from the upper deck. But when I returned to my cabin, the corridor was empty and still as before. I locked the door and took this dry upper bunk, the covers pulled over my head. We are in a laboratory. We are positioned in the attic of a tall building, the windows covered with blankets, pillows hanging from the ceiling. The sound of rushing water from outside somehow penetrates these protections. Lamps illuminate the corners of the space, but it's still dark. I'd lost track of how long the music had been playing. Was I making that noise? What would happen if I stopped? Time is elastic here. And I heard it. Fuck off. A hiss in my right ear, seeming to come from behind me as though whispered at close range but yet alien to the space. You can fuck off as well. What? I look around but everyone else played on regardless. The dark corner behind me was empty. We came to the end of the music. The voice was not on the recording when played back. David has just asked which of us was trying the handle of his bedroom door throughout the night. We are running out of time. It is evening in the small cabin, lit only by the flickering red light from the recording device. Radio static phases against the constant sound of rushing water. Moments ago, the static morphed into a rich tenor singing voice, the man perfectly in tune with the music behind him, strong and clear and beautiful. The voice performed for us just for a few seconds and then disappeared, leaving us with the fog of static and water once more. We are in the van. As we left, the van lights swung across the red brick building in the weir, illuminating a single sleeping heron on the opposite bank, and I swear I could hear music further upstream under the water noise. Do people fish at night? Do they sing while they fish? I don't believe we've ever been alone here. I've decided to keep this thought to myself. We have been away for a week, but it feels like longer. Time was elastic. Moments ago, I had begun to drift into sleep, the moon flickering across endless rows of trees in the rolling hills beyond them. The effect was hypnotic, the cabin warm. Suddenly, with a flash of bright, flickering static, an owl swooped down across our path, illuminated by the headlight's glare. I am now wide awake. We are home. It's just before midnight, and it's cold. The fire is freshly lit and the kettle is boiling. The sound of water rushes in my ears.